104.9 Easy Rock, U2, where the streets have no name. And if you missed their concert where they were streaming live on YouTube, don't worry, because they're coming to Edmonton June 23rd, 2010. The tickets will go on sale on Monday from Ticketmaster, 451-8000. It is 2:38. It's 7 degrees. I'm Shannon Medaglia. And if you're throwing a Halloween party, I know I've mentioned her quite a few times. Brita Peterson is the woman that you definitely want to contact. She's got a book out called Eerie Elegance, and it is all about how to throw a ghoulish bash for Halloween. It's full of recipes and decorating ideas and stuff like that. She's also got a blog. You can go to Brita.com. But I got to talk to her a couple days ago, and I asked her her tips for someone who wants to throw a Halloween party.
If you've never thrown a Halloween party before, pick and choose your ideas that you know you're going to be able to do. Build from that the next year. Because I have a lot of questions. People will always ask me, oh my gosh, how do you do such this big crazy party? I'm like, because I've been doing it for 15 years. So you learn how to do your own party. You learn how to do what your guests actually like. And so starting with just some little bits of decor, like maybe a bunch of candlesticks that you like, you can cluster those around. You might be able to use them the rest of the year. It's better to start with building a collection on smaller things, and then you can grow your collection over the years.
Now, I've seen on your blog that you're not a fan of these Halloween decor stores that have been popping up in recent years. How come?
Well, that's not exactly that I'm not a fan. I do go to them and I love them, but I don't buy a lot of the expensive stuff that they have because I'd rather make my own decor. I've always been doing my party on a budget, and the budget, of course, has grown over years. I've always had the fun of making my own stuff and the challenge of how to figure out how to make something that I want to do. But I do get a lot of stuff at the Halloween stores, but it's mostly things that I can twist and change into my own decor.
I have to say, I tried her recipe for eerie eyeballs at my Halloween party, and they were a huge hit. So definitely check out her website, Brita.com. You can go on to my blog, EasyRock1049.com, and you can get more information on her. We've got a full look at your weather. It's on the way next.